With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing a deal with another drug maker to lower its pharmaceutical prices. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president is touting Regeneron's decision to make its products more affordable to American patients.
It's agreed to offer their prescription medications at heavily discounted most favored nation prices.
The deal involves Regeneron lowering the prices of current and all future drugs on Medicaid. It also involves selling a cholesterol drug on the White House's discounted drug website. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, a key remapping measure in Virginia may have long-reaching effects on the makeup of the Congress.
One voter in Alexandria, Matt Wallace, said he was resigned to the fact that in the current environment, it is a standard of by any means necessary to fight back.
I think that the redistricting issue across the country is unfortunate that we've had to resort to temporary redistricting.
Those that opposed it, like Joanna Miller, focused solely on Virginia and not the rest of the country and talked about how it will disenfranchise them.
I think that the effort this fall is not in good faith, and so I voted against the redistricting because I want my vote to count in a fair way.
Another test is coming in just a week in Florida, where similar discussions are underway that could swing toward Republicans. I'm Gary Fields.
President Trump is reportedly considering a taxpayer takeover of Spirit Airlines and would aim to resell the carrier after oil prices drop. President confirming his continued interest in offering Spirit a financial lifeline after an attorney told a U.S. bankruptcy court the airline was in advanced talks with the government. President says he has a smart person in mind who could potentially run Spirit. This is SRN News. Of the Trump administration issuing a key warning, here's Michael Harrington.
Four Kansas school districts have enacted transgender policies that the Department of Education says violate federal law, putting the schools at risk of losing government funding. Some of the Kansas districts are allowing boys to use girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, or letting boys play on girls' sports teams. Others are allowing children to live as the opposite sex in class without notifying their parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Marathon Public Bible Reading Event continues in Washington through Saturday. American Reads the Bible is being live streamed from the Museum of the Bible. And Tuesday, of course, featured President Trump reading a passage from Chronicles. Now, other participants include a number of GOP politicians and evangelical leaders. The event organized by Christians Engaged and part of the large project connecting America's birthday. SRN News. At least one person has been killed, five others wounded, that in a shooting in the Mall of Louisiana in Baton Rouge. Now, authorities say the shooting appears to have occurred after two groups of people got into an argument in the food court. Police Chief T.J. Morse.
We are still asking for all of the help from the community, any videos that you have, cell phone videos, Crime Stoppers tips, please keep them coming in. Keep these families in your prayers, especially the deceased victim. I can also report right now that we have five suspects in custody.
Federal judge has ordered the release from immigration custody of the family of a man charged in a fatal firebomb attack in Boulder, Colorado last year. U.S. District Judge Fred Byrie in San Antonio says Hayem El Gamal and her five children can be released from a detention center in Texas as long as El Gamal and the oldest child wear electronic monitoring. More details, srnnews.com.